You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Aboriginal Sounds profiles singer-songwriter Joseph Strider. Stick around for more. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush. Today, we're pleased to profile singer-songwriter Joseph Strider. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Joseph regarding his music, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From his CD, Meanings Within Meanings Within Meanings, here is Joseph Strider with Obsidian Order.
Thank you.
From his CD, Meanings Within Meanings Within Meanings, that was Joseph Strider with Obsidian Order. Visit Joseph at his official website, www.josephstrider.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Joseph regarding his music, and here's how the interview went.
Well, how far are you along with string theory at the moment?
You know, I've got 14 songs. I still got to get back into the studio and get 5 of them just right. And then comes the deliberation as to which ones are actually going to be on there.
I see.
So, I'm also working on another album. I've got a bunch of things going, but an album about women, and I want some instrumentals on that. And actually, that album is the working title is Daughters of Eve. But I've got a number of things simmering right now.
How do you keep it all together? 2 albums is crazy.
You know, my girlfriend asked me that too. She's like, how can you do that? That song that you played 5 years ago and then the one that you made up just yesterday, and then you could play them back to back. And you know what? All I can say about that is some way, somehow, I wired my mind to do that. Because I'll tell you what, I don't remember what I had for dinner last night. You know? But it's the music, though. It's the way I say it is that I've been blessed with spirit allowing me to be a conduit of spirit. So I don't take a lot of credit for it, except for I was not granted. I wasn't born playing the guitar, and I worked really, 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 really hard to learn to play guitar. You know, so if you're handed something, you know, it's not all that important to you, know. You know, that's what I've seen, but that's the way I look at it. So I somehow got it wired in me, and which I appreciate it. It's a good way to have a life, as far as I'm concerned. You know?
And who are you working with in terms of production for these 2 different CDs?
Well, the string theory... there's a man by the name of Gary Oliar who's recorded half of them. And then I have my other friend, Tony. Mr. Tony Geyer, and he's a forgotten genre recording, and that's actually in Lancaster. And Mr. Oliar is actually in New Jersey. And that's where I started. And the other ones are basically, I don't have a great studio. I work off my computer just so I could make sure that, you know, I have the basic drafts of what I'm doing. And that way I can always refer to them, because I know that by the time I actually sit down with the studio, they're probably going to be a completely different song with just the, you know, the basis of what I had started, you know, began with.
Now, with these 2 CDs, how are they going to be different from the previous releases?
You know, that's a really good question, and I haven't thought of that. Thanks for asking that. But I will say this. Every time I sit down to work on a song, it is a really huge main objective for me to get in my head that this new song that I'm working on will sound nothing at all like the last. It's you know, I know a lot of musicians, you know, they want to be that way. And I'm going to have to say I hear a lot of stuff that sounds the same. It sounds like one continuous song. And how are they going to be different? You know, I've been working solo on all these things. For Daughters of Eve, I will be actively seeking out women to sing some songs, a bluesy voice, different types of voice. I'm not really solid on all of it just yet. But fortunately for me, I've been contacted with a few women who are interested in doing it. And they each have their own different styles of singing. And there's one who loves to do her Janis Joplin impersonation, which is awesome, you know. And so I'm working on that. Maybe some kind of, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard like a harmonizing with a... kind of a what is the word? word I'm thinking of. It's an old-fashioned kind of harmonizing that maybe a Mennonite woman might do. And, of course, I can't do it, but there's a song from Neil Young, and I wish I could remember which one it was, but he has that on there. And I just love the contrast. And so is it going to be different? Absolutely, because I'm going to be seeking out probably about five. I'll be doing some, of course, instrumental women to be doing either the lead vocals or harmonizing. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hopefully some cellos. My girlfriend's a violinist. the big thing is in adding more musicians. Yeah.
Visit Joseph at his official website, www.josephstrider.com. From his CD Little Bird, here is Joseph Strider with She Said.
I'll sing. there's always tomorrow, she sang. There's always a land to slide ahead. So please place your hand within mine, and we'll leave the past behind, and we'll walk our path together, and we'll
listening to Aboriginal Sounds exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com is proud to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Nake Nulawaun, and their new release, The Definition. Armed with a potent mixture of beats and rhymes, Nake Nulawaun issues funkified jams such as Doubt, No Rest for Them Boys, and Airborne with honesty and conviction. Without a doubt, this is one hip-hop act that is ready at all times for anything. The Definition by Nake Nulawaun, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at Facebook or ReverbNation.com. Trying to grind a diamond in the rough ain't enough, trying to shine. I'm just trying to make a living, I'm just trying to survive. A 9-to-5 ain't enough if the music is live. I just want to... With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head. Just a bit. The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com.
Wait. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com.
Put a little rock wired on you.
Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sound, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're profiling singer-songwriter Joseph Strider. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Joseph regarding his music and what influences it, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And talk about how this journey got started for you. Music, I mean.
Man, I've been into music since I was a child. I was the first band I fell in love was with the Beatles, and I've been singing since I can remember, and I've always loved music. It's always been a part of me. I remember my brother and I going to bed, we had bunk beds, and we'd trade off singing songs, and then when I was 9, my mother gifted me with a guitar, a little Montgomery Ward. Of course, I couldn't play I played like crap for a long time, but I was persistent, I spent about 6 years touring around with metal bands in Texas, and I gave that up, you know, and then I just started concentrating on acoustic, and I spent a lot of time working on covers and things like that, and then I said, you know, as much as I like covers and I like listening to them, for me, they're boring to play. So I'm going to learn other stuff. So I started learning my own things, you know, of course, jumping off of the things I love to listen to. And then I started learning about alternate tunings, which have just really opened up my repertoire, so to speak, because it's the alternate tunings are just fun, you know. they're fun just to even strum open, you know, and,
right.
And chord structures, of course, are different because of the alternate tunings, but yeah, that's, I hope I answered the question.
At the top of the interview, you were saying you saw yourself more as a conduit, but talk about how songwriting happens for you. How do you go about it?
Ooh, wow, there's different ways. I mean, I wish I could remember which song, but I used to drive through New York City, and that was part of my job. And I wish I would remember which one. And all of a sudden, I got this idea in my mind, and I kept having to stop at red lights and pulling over because I wrote this song as I was driving through from the Lincoln Tunnel to Fifth Avenue. And then other times, like, just things happen, and normally I don't see it until a while after, could be years after, and some words will come to me, and then I'll think of that particular instance. And I look at it as the lyrics are a total different entity as the guitar playing. The guitar playing is something else. And when I'm lucky enough, and there's been a couple of those where I've been able to do them simultaneously, but that's pretty rare. And I could really use some motivation for writing. I haven't written lyrics in a while, but I've been doing a lot on guitar, but that's not to say I don't have a lot of music that I'm sitting on at the moment with lyrics and guitar, but I'll probably be changing that. But how, you know, there's a number of different ways, you know, and how one could be moved or motivated in order to start things. I wish I could give you one solid one, but I don't really have one. It's a great, interesting process, as I'm sure you've heard from a lot of people. You know, somebody will move you, or something, an earthquake, a death, a breakup, a birth, you know, and in all those ways, it's going to make you feel a different way. And what is music besides primarily art and then emotions and feelings, you know?
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard your music?
Well, you know, I think... there's a particular show that I don't get to often and I would like to do, and it's called The Magic of Music and the Spell of Words. And in these particular sets, and of course the songs change depending on the situation, what I want to do to somebody when I'm playing, it's not just, I do fast guitar, I do slow guitar, I do, you know, really intense lyrics, and I do light lyrics, and I also throw in some other covers that I think are befitting. But what I like to do is I like to set people on this roller coaster ride of emotions. And I guess the main thing is what I'd like for them to walk out of there with is this feeling that their emotions and their feelings have just been taken for a ride, and whether it moves them in a nice way or whether it makes them go, you know, this thing in this world is wrong. You know, I ask people about love, I ask people about what their walk is, and how do they see their responsibility in their life and this world, and do they believe that anything they say or do has an impact on the world? So, using all this stuff, then I throw in the songs in between to emphasize what I talk about. And I guess the best thing is that I could hope is that they are moved in a positive way to take action in their lives, to live their own life in a better, more powerful way.
Visit Joseph at his official website, www.josephstrider.com. From his CD, Little Bird, here is Joseph Strider once more with Just Like That.
Thank you. special when I smile. But when I play, I'm beautiful. And I can't say I got that certain style. But what I got, it's bountiful. It's bountiful. And while I drift in between each chord, I balance softly on the edge of my words. Fingers meet strings as gently spread wings with vibrating waves for currents I soar. I soar. When I play it for me, I hope you like it. It makes me feel free. Can you feel like that? Now will you move with me? Close your eyes like that. And through your mind's eye fly just like that. Just like that. Vibrations, undulations, thought pattern manipulations, synapses to transmitters into Brownian motion, funneled together to form one single transmission. Impressed where there is no indiscretion, no indiscretion. Play it for me, I hope you like it. It makes me feel free. Can you feel like that? Now will you move with me? Close your eyes like that. And through your mind's eye fly just like that. Just like that. Without my guitar in hand, you can bet that there's one in my mind. I'm strumming and I'm picking and I'm slapping down these chords, smiling beautifully in my mind's world. In my mind's world. Sure am beautiful in my mind's world. When I play it for me, I hope you like it. It makes me feel free. Can you feel like that? Now will you move with me? Close your eyes like that. And through your mind's eye fly just like that. Just like that.
That's going to do it for this edition of Aboriginal Sounds. A special thanks goes out to Joseph Strider for his time and his music, and to Tara Pretends Eagle Weber of Eagle Creek Entertainment. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC. A limited liability company and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.